Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, real estate expert and self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Hope you are enjoying your Saturday. It's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some positive, real news. Not going to get any hype here. You can find me on Facebook as well, on Instagram, as well as Instagram at Antoine Glover. And also, don't forget to go to Podbean, subscribe to my podcast at Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Benton Capital. Now, think about this. Imagine just building your custom dream home. Pretty cool, right? Now you can customize your mortgage loan with Benton Capital. That's right. Mike Benton, he's a dear friend of mine and founder of Benton Capital, and his experienced team completely understand your needs and customizes your mortgage to just basically better suit you. Do you want a five-star experience without paying that five-star price guaranteed? You found it. No matter if you're refinancing with the ridiculous low interest rates we're seeing today or ready to purchase a home, you found your personal lender. Hey, I use Benton Capital. They're local and highly recommend you do as well. Call Benton Capital today at 719-331-5443. Let me untie my tongue and repeat that, 719-331-5443, or you can find them at bentoncap.com and just let them know Antoine Glover from Wake Up and Live sent you. So, you know, this show is nothing but positivity, good things that are happening in and around, Colorado, the United States, all of us as Americans. And speaking of Americans, we are gaining more and more confidence in the economy. All right. So are you ready for some good news? It's about time, right? Especially with the election coming up. Oh, my goodness. Well, the September job report issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, check this out. They're reporting some excellent news. The unemployment rate has dropped to 7.9%, though that percentage is well below what experts projected earlier this year. Interesting, right? It still means millions of Americans, unfortunately, they're out of work. Well, there's no way to minimize the tremendous impact this pandemic-induced recession continues to have on many Americans. However, the latest report from Fannie Mae, listen to this, shows how more and more Americans believe the worst is behind us. Listen to that again. More and more Americans believe the worst is behind us, and their personal employment situation is good. The report also revealed, listen to these statistics, the percentage of respondents who say that they are not concerned about losing their job in the next 12 months increased from 78 to 83%, while the percentage who say they're concerned decreased from 22% to 16%. Now, as a result, the net share of Americans who say they're not concerned about losing their job increased 11%. So one of the major factors, if you're not familiar with a lot of the factors that contribute to a recession, but one of them is the lack of confidence in Americans. Well, this is one major reason why we're seeing a sharp turn for the better in our economy, the housing market, as well as the, you know, with those low interest rates and the confidence Americans have. And I got some more uplifting information regarding the confidence Americans have. So, you know, Americans, we're the game changers, if you will. We're naturally optimistic. I know you are. That's why you're listening to this. I'm naturally optimistic, right? And but you wouldn't believe it, you know, watching the constant negative news 24/7, right? But Americans, we are. We're just naturally optimistic and have always responded to challenges with both resiliency and resourcefulness. I mean, heck, just look at our history. Look at World War I. Look at World War II. Today is really no different. As an example, I came across this this article from Wall Street Journal. Americans are starting new businesses at the fastest rate in more than a decade. Did you hear that? Americans are starting new businesses at the fastest rate in more than 10 years. That's something you're definitely not going to hear on the nightly news. Now, according to the government data, seizing on pent-up demand and new opportunities after the pandemic shut down and reshaped the economy. So why should someone start a business in the middle of an economic crisis? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, they go on to say the jump may be the sign that the pandemic is speeding up creative destruction. Now, what is creative destruction? Well, the concept, it's to describe on how new innovative businesses often displace older, less efficient ones, buoying long-term prosperity. Now, think about this, right? You know, the old brick and mortar, right? You may be now permanently working from home or, working from home 80% of the time. Well, there's always a positive out of a negative. Let's take schools for an example. You know, I'm just kind of sitting back. I'm hoping that we also get a tax refund, right? We've spent all these millions upon millions of dollars for our schools here in Colorado, and they're kind of being used and, you know, schools on and off again. And you know, heck, we didn't go to school and the kids didn't go to school from what, March all the way through, last month in September. But what are they doing with all that surplus money? I'm always saying, you know, do we get a tax refund? I don't know. Hopefully, right? But just think about this, though, that more and more kids are working from home. It's basically the homeschool method of how schools are run. Universities, another example. I have a lot of friends. Their sons and daughters are going to universities now, but they're going to universities via online. And so what I'm thinking about, there are opportunities here. What do I mean by that? You know, there's going to have to be a company that's going to, a new university that's going to be strictly online, can be an accredited university. You can spend the $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year for tuition at, you know, ABC University, or you can go online with this and get the same degree doing the same thing as that $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year university is charging, the same degree. I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing these companies come in with, you know, $5,000, $10,000 a year in tuition to get the exact same degree. So that's where the positive aspect of what's going on now. I know there's been a lot of uncertainty and how do we go and like we did before? How do we grow from this standstill, which so many people feel? But, you know, the Wall Street Journal, they also noted that these new businesses, they're going to have a positive impact on the overall employment situation as new businesses are a critical engine of job creation. Startups have historically accounted for about a fifth of all job creation. So bottom line, for the millions of Americans that are still unemployed, you know, I hope for a quick return. And I mean that. I pray that that you can find work again and return to the workforce. And we all should. However, we need to put this in perspective. Over 90% of people in America are still employed. And some are venturing out into new business startups. So perhaps the next big game-changing company is right around the corner. So some exciting news, right? Unemployment continues to decline. The majority of Americans are feeling optimistic about the future. That's on the increase. And this is one major reason why the housing market is so promising, coupled with those low interest rates. And you got a recipe for some greatness. I'm telling you, Q3, Q4 in 2021, the fun will just about to begin. I promise you that. Now, if you're thinking about buying, selling, or even investing in some real estate, hey, why don't you reach out to me? 719-344-0335, 719-344-0335, or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Antoine Glover. Hey, I got a quick question. Do you feel lucky? No, I'm not pretending to be Clint Eastwood. I just want you to really ponder that question during this break that we're about to take here. We're going to focus in on that in just a moment. I'm your host, Antoine Glover, and this is Wake Up and Live.
We want to know what you think. KRDO News Radio invites you to be a part of our listener feedback panel. Simply go to KRDO.com and click on the radio tab. Click on the listener feedback button and take the short survey. Three random survey participants will be chosen to win $50 worth of prizes. Let us know what you think. Be a listener feedback panel member. Go to KRDO.com, click on radio, and go to the listener feedback button. The survey ends on October 31st. Help us make KRDO News Radio even better. Stay up to date with the best local news, traffic, and weather coverage on Facebook by liking the KRDO News Radio Facebook page. Interact with KRDO News Radio and let your opinion be known on the top stories of the day, and even get a leg up on prize giveaways. Here's a home improvement tip from KRDO News Radio.
As the days grow shorter and colder, now is the time to tackle those home improvement projects to get yours ready for winter, like insulating your attic. You can tell if your attic needs insulation if you feel a draft. Along those lines, it's also a good time to caulk windows and doors to keep warm air in and cool air out. And now's the time to clean your gutter. Clogged gutters in the wintertime can lead to ice buildup.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live. Well, I am your host, Antoine Glover. Back to my question I posed just a moment ago. Here it is. Do you feel lucky? You know, I've been talking to quite a few people over the past few months regarding the pandemic and so many other things. But, you know, even over the years before this craziness, unfolded, and I'm hearing the same from so many people, either, you know, concerned or complaining about just in general, you know, I wasn't born in the right family. I'll never get ahead in life. Must be nice to be them. I'm not the right color. I don't have the right sex, etc. You know, just pick your excuse, right? Well, I'm here to put things into perspective. And by the end of this program, I promise you, you're going to see that you have just won the lottery, right? Think how excited you would get, right? You won the, $500 million lottery. You're the only one with that ticket. How excited would you be? Well, that $500 million is nothing in comparison to what I'm going to be showing you. So I'm going to tell you a little story, a little bit more about me. As many of you may know already, I'm a person of color. Ironically, I didn't have a DNA. You guys are going to laugh at this. Ironically, I had a DNA test a couple of years back, and believe it or not, I am about 60% Irish. No joke. My dad is dark. He's black, right? My mom is white, about as white as you could be. My dad's about as dark as you could be. And, you start thinking about, I guess I get most of my genes from my dad. No, I'm 60% Irish. Go figure. Top of the morning to you. I don't know if that's Irish or not, but I did my best to my rendition of that. So, but, all kidding aside, I didn't grow up in a traditional family. My mother raised us four kids. I'm the youngest. But she raised us on her own during the 70s and in the 80s, a time where being a single parent, especially a mother, it just wasn't the norm. My mother knew in order for us to just not survive, we needed to find a way to thrive. And my mother decided to go to school. She became a CNA and an RN. I have much love and admiration for all my nurses out there. Especially every time you go to work and what you do to put your lives on the line to help the lives of others. So big props to you. My mom also became a physical therapist assistant as well as a massage therapist. Now, she did all this, the schooling, the raising of us kids, with the help of my grandmother. She worked at a car dealership during the day, went to school at night before entering the medical field right around, I think was in the early 80s, I think 1981, 82. She worked her butt off, and I'm underestimating that. She really worked her butt off and overcame so many obstacles. And, you know, how did she survive us kids? I don't know. Oh, my gosh. And my brother and my sisters are listening. They're laughing and scratching their head going, I don't know how my mom survived. Only God knows how that happened. But all putting that aside, here's a question that I want you to ponder. Was my mother lucky? Now, I wasn't fortunate enough to be raised by my father. You know, like I mentioned before, I had to, you know, teach myself how to play soccer and baseball and basketball. I tried football. Let's just say, okay, I'm transparent. You guys know me by now. I had the cleanest uniform. I hated getting hit. I loved football. I love, I know the game inside and out. Watching it in the middle, when they told me to run in the middle, I was like, no, not me. I'm going to have a clean uniform. But putting all that aside, was I lucky? You know, I loved roller skating. I like more than loved roller skating. It's like wherever I slept, that was my house. And then my second home was the roller skating rink. I think it was Viking Skate Country. That's right. I loved my roller skating. My big old afro skating backwards. I had my custom skates. Man, I had it all. I loved roller skating and the video games. Man, I had pinball, and my number one video game was Galaga. Do you remember that? Where they'd always come down and you would have those two little dual, maybe I'm dating myself, but those are the times when you actually had to put a quarter in. Remember those little slots? And then you had to hit, you know, one player. It was fun. But boy, Galaga, nachos. I can't forget the slushy. Had, you know, either red lips or blue lips from the slushy. And what are those two? What do those two have in common? What do those all have in common? Well, obviously, it costs money. It cost money. And my $5 a week allowance, it wasn't going to cut it. So I had to become what? I had to become resourceful. Okay. So instead of just mowing my lawn, right, and getting the $5 a week, I went out and I found 4 or 5 neighbors who needed their lawns cut weekly. $10 a pop, that was a whopping 40, 50 bucks a week. I was making money. Not too bad for a 9-year-old, right? My question is, was I lucky? Fast forward to from 9 to now 16 years old, I was working as a DJ at Viking Skate Country. How cool was that? I had my referee shirt on, my black and white, and I had my whistle, and I got to play all the kind of music that I wanted to play. It was really cool. Bon Jovi was hip back then. Living on a Prayer, you remember all that? Once again, dating myself. But working at the local skating rink, and when it dawned on me, you know, how cool would it be to be on the radio, right? But I didn't have any experience. I had to become what? Resourceful. So how do I make a stellar resume, right? I befriended the HR person at my mother's work at the hospital who helped me put together a stellar resume. Now, you got to remember, I didn't even know how to spell resume, let alone put one together. But I said, hey, listen, I'll buy you one heck of a lunch if you can just put this resume together. And so I took that resume and I got my, never forget, I had my suit. I was probably, my blazer was probably a little too big for me at the time, but I looked as professional as I can be. And I walked right into that music radio station. It was K9 FM, one of the local stations there in Redding, California. Talked with the program director, Mr. Chris Rue. I don't know if you're listening or not, Chris, you gave me the shot, because within 30 minutes, he just said, hey, I like you. I love your passion. You're hired. And now here's something that was even, that really put a smile on my face as I was, you know, thinking about, you know, that day. And it really seemed like yesterday when I was hired. I remember he sat me down. Now, granted, I would have worked in a radio station for free for 20 hours a day just to be on the radio. So back then, I think the minimum wage was, it was $4.25 an hour. And he sits me down. He says, you know, you're hired. He says, you know, Antoine, you know, unfortunately, we can't pay you a lot of money. We can only pay you $5.25 an hour. And it was like, I won the lottery. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I would have done this for free. $4.25 as expected. He gives me basically a dollar an hour raise at $5.25. I went to a payphone. Now, for those who don't know what a payphone is, they used to be outside in public, and you'd have to have a dime. Sometimes even went up to a quarter, even a nickel. I remember that, but you used to have a dime, and you would remember a phone number, and you would dial it, and you would call somebody. But I remember calling my mom saying, oh my gosh, I'm totally hired. It was the best feeling ever. I can remember that that day, like I said, like it was yesterday. And remember the tears rolling down my face. And it was a beautiful moment, to say the least. And a year later, I went from music, and I got into news radio. My question is, was I lucky? Think about that. So in my 20s, I left radio and ventured into television as a reporter and news anchor, and did that until I left the media shortly thereafter 9/11. Was I lucky? So here I am. I'm a successful realtor, developer, and now a radio talk show host here on KRDO News Radio. Am I lucky? There's a reason why I keep asking you, am I lucky? And I really want you to really just look what the nature of this program is. It's really about thinking, okay? So if you listen to everything, that leading up to right now, to this point, you will find there's one thing that I have in common in this whole thread. No luck was involved. Zero luck was involved. For my mother, my brother, two sisters, myself, we were all afforded one thing. We were afforded the opportunity. My mother, the opportunity to become someone she knew that she could be and worked her butt off to achieve. Myself, I created the opportunity to find lawns to mow and become a DJ at the local skating rink, and then on radio, music radio, and then only to become eventually becoming a news reporter for both radio as well as television, and now climbing the ladder of success in real estate and even public speaking. Was this all luck? No. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was not luck. It was freaking hard work, plus opportunity, plus a lot of time equaled my current success. And I'm only 45 years old, and this is only the beginning for myself. Whatever age you are, this can be the beginning for you too, no matter how successful you are right now or not. Now let's dig into luck. Let's really dig into luck and see how lucky we all are this morning. The chances of you even being here right now listening to this program is 1 in 400 trillion. That's 400 followed by 12 zeros. Your ancestors and parents had to meet at the right place at the right time, and you were the only one who made it to the egg, unless you're a twin or a quadruplet or a triplet, right? But majority of us are not. 1 in 400 trillion. Does that blow your mind? Some may not be as impressed with that. So hear me out further. If I gave you a blank check, you can have any amount of money you want. You want $400 trillion? You want more? You pick it. But I want you to really think about these questions I'm about to ask you. How much would you want for your legs? Take your legs today. I'll give you a check of your amount. How much would you want for your legs? How about for both of your arms? How about your hearing? How much money would you want for that? Eyes? Is there enough money you would take for your eyesight? Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting when you put things in perspective. You can call it luck, divine intervention, whatever you like to call it. We should all be exceptionally grateful. Just to be born, that's 1 out of 400 trillion of a chance to even be here. To be born also in the greatest country in the history that affords you the opportunity to become anything you desire to be. So the next time you think or you hear somebody say, you know, I don't think I can do it, or I don't know, I feel like giving up. Finding any excuse as to why you can't, remember what you have been given. Think of yourself as a tree. How big does a tree grow? You know, as long as the tree is in the right soil under the right condition, it'll grow as big as it can grow. Realistically, the sky is the limit. You don't think you can do more and become more? Try something with me right now. Raise your hands. If you're driving, don't do this if you're driving, but raise your hands above your head, right? As high as you can. Now bring them down. Raise them again above your head just a little bit more. I knew you could. Why did I tell you raise as high as you can the first time? Were you able to go a little bit more the next time? Because you were able to go a little bit more. Are we going through adversity right now? Of course we are. I am an amateur on the Bible, but I do know it says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Think about this. Ecclesiastes 1:9. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Pretty powerful message, I think. Congratulations. You've won the lottery. Pretty cool, huh? So let's do a recap of today's show here. Unemployment down 7.9%. Great news there, right? Right? The American confidence is skyrocketing. My confidence is skyrocketing. I know your confidence is skyrocketing. Don't freak out. I know there's an election coming up, but just don't freak out. It's okay. You have this, right? So we got some excellent news on that on those fronts there. Also gave you some inspiration to be grateful for being born, you know, that 1 in 400 trillion of a chance for you to even be here. I always say, even if you're having a bad day, you're alive to have one. You realize this, and it's not so bad after all, right? At least you're alive to have one. I really hope you got some excellent information that you can use both in the real estate world, some great ammunition when people are saying, you know, the world's coming to an end. You can say, no, you know, I listened to this guy, Antoine. He's a real estate expert. He really knows what's going on. And, you know, he actually informed us unemployment is going down and American confidence, it's shooting right up, right? And he also gave me some good food for thought to get a little pep in my step to get my Saturday morning off on the right foot. Remember to reach out to me if you have any real estate questions or needs. You can just pick up the phone, give me a call, 344-0335, 719-344-0335, or on Facebook and Instagram at Antoine Glover. Download the podcast on Podbean and subscribe to Wake Up and Live. Well, thank you for joining me and looking forward to talking with you next Saturday, 9 a.m. You know what time it is. It's time to wake up and live. Be well.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.